We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, heroic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat A05.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankverong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douala, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Indian state offers a subsidy to farmers growing vegetables during the winter. In technology news, a Japanese company seeks to enhance lives with a wearable robot. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Photography for Change, a South African non-profit dedicated to inspiring disadvantaged children to envision and create bright futures. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 24th, is the birthday of respected vegan Ecuadorian religious author and scholar, Mr. Benjamin Urrutia. Born in Guayaquil, Ecuador in 1950, he has written poetry, short stories, as well as numerous articles on biblical subjects. These include The Saying of Jesus, which he helped to translate and compile, consisting of aphorisms of Master Jesus. Mr. Urrutia also reviews literature and movies for the website The Peaceable Table, showing the intelligent and compassionate nature of all animal co-inhabitants. Mr. Urrutia has stated that his choice of cruelty-free diet comes from asking the question, what would Jesus eat? Our profound gratitude, Mr. Benjamin Urrutia, for sharing your uplifting spiritual insights. May you be blessed with a joyful birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Sri Lanka. Heavy rain since December claimed lives and affected 364,000 people across the country by early January. In particular, 3 weeks of intense rains battered the eastern province district of Batticaloa and in Manmunai West District. The dual effect of rising water levels and the deliberate release of water in an attempt to control slash save a reservoir endangered the lives of thousands.
Due to the climate change, we are experiencing heavy rain. That intensity has gone up. Earlier the rainfall what we got within 1 week, now we are getting in the 1 or 2 days.
Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000, an amount that could purchase $155,000 in urgent items if acquired in the United States, based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. She also requested our association members to go, if possible, to render aid to those most in need.
Covering their own travel and accommodation expenses of approximately $2,500, our association's relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, arrived in Sri Lanka on January 6, where they assessed the situation with personnel from the country's National Disaster Management Center. They then traveled 8 hours to reach the flooded zones in Batticaloa province.
There are 8,237 families affected by flood. Actually, we are facing a lot of problem because there is no access from any other places from here.
Working with local officials and villagers, the relief team prepared food as well as non-food items to deliver by truck and boat. When more flooding struck the area on January 8 and 9, the relief team responded by cooperating with the local church and the Batticaloa Chamber of Commerce and Industry to first obtain rice and dal and then cook hot vegan meals for the victims.
In addition, the relief team brought food to a 101-year-old blind elderly gentleman lying alone in an open hut and arranged for a care package of food, water, towels, blankets, and clothes to be delivered to him through the local government. Throughout the relief efforts, aid recipients and officials, including the Sri Lankan Minister of Irrigation and Water Resource Management, His Excellency Nimal Suryapala De Silva, expressed their gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support from afar.
Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Batticaloa to support those who are affected by the flood. Really, we happy.
With appreciation to the government officials in Sri Lanka, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional assistance and our association's relief team for their diligent help. Our prayers for the comfort and resilience of the flood affected, and that such severe weather events are lessened through our kinder care of the earth and her co-inhabitants.
Sanjata Moon.
tens of thousands displaced by heavy snow in China. As of Friday, January 21st, more than 79,000 people had been evacuated as heavy snow and rain disrupted road and air traffic, power and communication in southwest China. Nearly 3 million residents were affected in Guangxi-Zhuang Autonomous Region, where 6,200 were forced from their homes and 332 houses had collapsed as power lines were downed and 132 roads closed.
A blizzard that persisted since Monday in neighbouring Hunan province had uprooted 73,000, with service to 89,000 mobile phone users disrupted after nearly 3,000 wireless communication base stations lost power. To the province's north, Hubei's Tongqing County experienced its heaviest snowfall in 35 years, prompting the evacuation of 2,700 people as another 8,000 were stranded by up to 25 centimetres of accumulated snow. In Chongqing Municipality, widespread damage to water pipes put 357,000 at risk of water shortages, while nearly 7.5 million people throughout 87 counties, cities and districts of Guizhou Province were afflicted by the severe weather. Local officials in the disaster-hit regions have been dispatching crews to provide relief to affected residents and remove ice from roads.
When a fatal cold snap was first reported in southwest China on January 7, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed her sympathies and prayers as she requested that our association members please check with the provincial governments to see if assistance was required. Saying that funds are available for urgent necessities, she asked once again upon receiving this update that they go, if possible, to comfort and aid the most vulnerable. Our gratefulness for the efforts of all the Chinese officials and personnel responding to the situation, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving concern. We pray for the protection of the Chinese people and that such harsh weather extremes may be lifted through humanity's gentler treatment of our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
International organizations recognized for their innovative solutions. The U.S.-based John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation has announced the 2010 winners of the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. The foundation has granted the award annually since 2006 to organizations that are offering solutions to the world's problems. This year's winners have missions as diverse as protecting biodiversity in Bhutan, to reducing the threat from weapons, to improving maternal and child health among India's impoverished.
All the organizations share a highly creative and effective approach in achieving significant change on modest budgets, with the winners coming from six countries and will receive awards of up to $1 million to help continue their work. One such organization is the Chicago, USA-based National Alliance of Latin American and Caribbean Communities, which studies the generation of income by Mexican and Salvadoran migrants for the national budgets of their home countries when they send money from their work in the United States. Executive Director Oscar Charcon said that the group will use its awarded $350,000 grant to build a reserve fund.
Our applause, all winning organizations, along with our heartfelt thanks for your outstanding work. Blessed be the continued upliftment of humanity through noble endeavors such as yours.
Colombian farmers grow wholesome crops instead of cocaine. With equipment and training donated by the US government, along with assistance from the Colombian government, farmers in the La Macarena region are finding success in transitioning from growing coca leaf, the plant from which the drug cocaine is derived, to nutritious crops like plantain, yucca, and papaya. The program has also been assisted by the Colombian military, who have helped ensure the safety of the La Macarena region and farmers. Mr. Jorge Elias Benjumia, a 46-year-old father of three, explained that even though his income has decreased from $2,800 per month growing coca to $840 with plantains, his quality of life is better. As he stated, coca is a plant that can make you a lot of money, but also gives you a lot of headaches. Everything is different now, more peaceful. I go to bed at night with no worries. We thank the Colombian and U.S. governments for their cooperative efforts to create these constructive new avenues for growers, wishing Mr. Benjumia and all other farmers many such opportunities to replace harmful crops with healthful ones that bring goodness to both families and the global community.
benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment.
In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Meditation yields measurably constructive changes in just 2 months. A published study by a team of researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital in the U.S. finds that those who participated in an 8-week mindfulness meditation program had significant changes in their brain structure when compared to a group of people who did not meditate. Before and after the study, magnetic resonance brain scans were recorded of the 16 study participants as well as the control group of non-meditators. The participants meditated an average of 27 minutes daily.
Scans conducted after the 8 weeks revealed more gray matter density in the brain's hippocampus, the area vital for learning and memory, as well as an increase in gray matter in areas related to self-awareness, compassion, and introspection. There was also noted to be reduced density in the amygdala, which is associated with anxiety and stress, which was consistent with verbal reports from participants that they felt less stress. Notably, the brain scans from the non-meditating control group over the same time period revealed none of these changes. Lead study author Dr. Britta Holzell of Massachusetts General Hospital and Germany's Giessen University stated, "It is fascinating to see that by practicing meditation, we can play an active role in changing the brain and can increase our well-being and quality of life." Other studies in different patient populations have shown that meditation can make significant improvements in a variety of symptoms, and we are now investigating the underlying mechanisms in the brain that facilitate this change.
Thank you, Dr. Holzell and fellow researchers, for these insightful findings that demonstrate the uplifting effects of meditation on our overall well-being. May such contributions of science continue to enhance our understanding of the benefits of spiritual practice.
Lifeguards rescue beachgoers from dangerous waves. As more than a dozen swimmers waded in knee-deep waters near Stanwell Park in New South Wales, Australia, a series of giant waves suddenly struck, knocking them off of their feet and sweeping them all out toward the open sea. With the force of the waves also separating swimmers by up to 50 metres, they had to be rescued one by one. Although they were sadly unable to save one person, the quick reactions of Wollongong Council lifeguards, along with several off-duty volunteer lifesavers, helped bring the rest of the distressed to safety.
3 people were transferred to hospitals for treatment, with the lifeguards performing 20 minutes of CPR on one person before he was revived. Commending their efforts, Surf Lifesaving Duty Officer Jamie Caldwell said, "It was a unique situation. Everyone responded really well to what happened."
We, too, send an admiring salute for all who risk their own safety to rescue others. With our sympathies for the man who succumbed, we send best wishes for the smooth recuperation of the hospitalized and that all may appreciate many celebrations of life among cherished loved ones.
Save our planet. Syria launches model water scarcity park. Supplying adequate water is a serious challenge in Syria's naturally arid environment. With reduced rainfall in recent years, along with practices such as extracting groundwater beyond its ability to replenish, resulting in even more pressure. Between 2002 and 2008, water availability per person dropped nearly 40%, from 1,200 cubic meters to 750 cubic meters, compared to a global average of over 6,000. Currently, the rural east is facing its driest winter in decades after already four consecutive years of drought.
Around 1.3 million people have been affected, with many villages abandoned and what the United Nations has identified as the worst migration in the Middle East in recent years. Nearly 500,000 people were forced to move to cities in a desperate attempt to maintain livelihoods and continue caring for their families. Unfortunately, similar conditions are plaguing communities throughout the Arab world, and experts warn that severe water scarcity could lead to inflation, unemployment, and turmoil in the region. Mr. Khalid I. Al-Fadi of the Climate and Agrometeorology Department in Libya's National Meteorological Center explains the situation as seen in his homeland.
And you know, about 95% or more is a desert, your Sahara, desert Sahara. So we have a little of rainfall land, but the last 10 years or the last 5 years, we already suffered from droughts and increase of temperature. And it's remarkable or clear, the climate change appear clearly in my country.
To address some of these challenges, the Syrian government and regional NGOs recently partnered to develop a water scarcity park in a Damascus suburb. There, various drought-tolerant plants are being cultivated with various water conservation methods. These include a solar-powered drip irrigation system, which brings water directly to the plants through a system of tubes, reducing evaporation. Syria's Vice President, Dr. Najah al-Attar, presided over the opening of the park, during which she commended its establishment while conveying the wish that it could become a role model to help show the importance of water conservation and solutions.
Our accolades, Your Excellency, Mr. Al-Fadi, Syrian government and NGOs, for your work together to address and implement solutions to scarce water supplies. May we all strive to replenish the Earth's precious resources and safeguard the future of all her inhabitants.
During a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with urgency about the dire situation facing brethren directly affected by climate change and what must be done to reverse it.
If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee. I ask everyone to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation, experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg, go green, to save the planet, to prevent such trauma and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens.
Save our planet. The International Ocean Conservation Group, Oceana, reports that even the seemingly small 0.1 decrease in pH value in ocean waters worldwide resulting from the absorption of excess atmospheric carbon could have disastrous results on marine life, as it calls for immediate planet cooling measures.
Save our planet. Gujarat state government in India is set to begin a large-scale sustainable power project using tidal energy, said to be the first of its kind in Asia.
Warning news. As the highly contagious foot-and-mouth disease spreads from South Korea into the north, 1.9 million livestock animals are killed in an attempt to contain the disease, prompting Buddhists in the country to pray for the animals' souls.
To the Vegan Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. Do you have instances where your memory could use a boost? United Kingdom researchers have found that individuals who inhaled the scent of rosemary had better long-term memory. Rosemary can also be diffused throughout the room as an essential oil. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for your attention. Now here's the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, an Indian state promotes off-season farming. The government of Uttar Pradesh is offering a 50% subsidy to offset the initial investment needed by farmers who are beginning the practice of protective cultivation. This method enables vegetables to be grown year-round while also helping to improve soil fertility with zero or minimum tillage. Organic certification is part of the program. A big green thumbs up Uttar Pradesh government for assisting farmers to improve income while enhancing food security in a sustainable fashion. May more leaders and co-citizens support earth-saving endeavours such as these for a balanced and calm ecosphere.
In technology news, a Japanese company seeks to enhance lives with a wearable robot. Cyberdyne manufactures the Hybrid Assistive Limb, or HAL, a joint robotic suit which can increase the wearer's strength by a factor of 2 to 10. Approximately 50 hospitals and homes for the elderly in Japan are using the lower limb version of HAL. It is helping people with weakened muscles or disabilities due to stroke or injuries to the spinal cord. In addition, Cyberdyne plans to lease a full-body HAL for caregivers. It will enable them to carry 70 kilograms with one arm and assist with such tasks as assisting nurses in moving patients. What a wonderful invention, Cyberdyne. May we continue to see amazing innovations to benefit all beings. Ahead, our Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Photography for Change, a South African-based nonprofit which encourages disadvantaged children to create a bright future. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more distinguished news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for an altruistic world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Photography for Change, which has given youngsters in Cape Town, South Africa, their first opportunity to have pictures of their loved ones.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Photography for Change is dedicated to inspiring and empowering disadvantaged children. The non-profit was founded by Rob and Corin Schoenbrucker of Cape Town, South Africa in 2008. It is based on the belief that each child is God's precious creation, having the key to transform her or his own life and community.
In various workshops that are held, youngsters are shown how to use a camera. They are also encouraged to focus on their day-to-day lives and envision the limitless possibilities for the future. For example, in Ndola, Zambia, a course was entitled, Who Am I and What Is My Dream? A six-week training held in a township of Cape Town, South Africa, provided many of the children their first experiences in taking photos and having treasured pictures of their loved ones.
Plans are in place to offer the seminars to an increasing number of communities in West and East Africa. Our heartfelt appreciation, Rob and Corin Schoenbrucker, and Photography for Change, for your caring and fun project. May all beautiful youth thrive in self-confidence and happiness on a gentle and long-lasting earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Croatian entitled OK.
Čovjek je zvao tehničku podršku da mu pokuša riješiti problem s njegovim računalom. Tehničar ga je pitao, u redu, vidite li na donjem lijevom kraju ekrana dugme OK? Čovjek je odgovorio, wow, kako otamo možete vidjeti ekran mog računala?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Tala'a al-Badru Alayna, which is sung to celebrate the Muslim New Year al-Hijra.
I dedicate this song to my blessed daughter on her birthday. May Allah bless you. Boras from Mexico.
Warm-hearted Boras, thank you for your well-wishing message. May Allah's munificent blessings be with you, your cherished daughter, and all the spiritual people of sunny Mexico.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the divine grace you with a jubilant heart and generous spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission donates 2 million euros to Sri Lanka for humanitarian assistance, while Canada provides relief items to some 6,000 families affected by the nation's recent floods.
US Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is reported to be making remarkable progress from her head wound following a gunshot injury and has been transferred to a center in Houston, Texas that specializes in brain and spine injury rehabilitation.
Saying that the movements and tactile experience of writing by hand may activate different parts of the brain, French and Norwegian scientists report that this manual exercise enables better learning than typing on a computer keyboard.
US-based singing group Jonas Brothers Change for Children Foundation donates $70,000 to provide food for children in Haiti, while Brazil's president Dilma Rousseff affirms her country's continued support and reconstruction aid to help the nation rebuild following the 2010 quake.
Depicting the life, family, and struggles of a black-tailed gull on an island off Weihai City in Shandong Province, China's first bird feature film, My Garden of Eden, has been released for public screening across the nation.
In an effort to stabilise rising food prices, the government of Mauritania announces plans to open 600 food stores selling basic food such as sugar, rice, cooking oil and wheat at reduced prices.
Over 3 years after undergoing an adult stem cell transplant, an anonymous American dubbed the Berlin patient is found to be free of HIV infection, giving scientists hope that the currently high-risk procedure can be further developed to offer a long-term cure for more people.
As the first ever such policy in the Arab region, Palestine's cabinet approves a 9-year national plan formulated by the Ministry of Women's Affairs with the support of UN Women to halt violence against women through measures that uphold their protection and safety.
The Gabonese Institute of Image and Sound takes a new direction with the upbeat Pango and Wally television series, depicting a chic middle-class African couple who are playing an active part in the modernization of Africa while honoring their cultural heritage.
Russia donates $7 million to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC, to aid international efforts in eliminating these harmful substances, and is also donating $500,000 for the next 3 years to assist Kyrgyzstan in achieving drug-free goals.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.